AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden, with reporters after the NATO summit in Brussels, says other NATO leaders were shocked by the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol by supporters of former President Donald Trump.
I think they, like I do, believe the American people are not going to sustain that kind of behavior.
Biden says he's disappointed Republican leaders in Congress haven't fought back against Trump and his followers.
The consequence of President Trump's phony populism has happened. And it is disappointing that so many of my Republican colleagues in the Senate, who I know better, have been reluctant to take on, for example, an investigation.
Biden will hold a summit Wednesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva. A variant of the coronavirus leads to a spike in cases in Great Britain. Prime Minister Boris Johnson delaying a lifting of restrictions from next week to next month.
We can give the NHS a few more crucial weeks to get those remaining jabs into the arms of those who need them. And since today, I cannot say that we have met all our four tests for proceeding.
Business leaders in Britain not happy. The Delta variant, which emerged in India, accounts for more than 90% of the new infections in Britain. Investigators say a customer inside an Atlanta-area grocery store got into an argument today with a cashier about a face mask, left the store, came back with a gun, and shot and killed the woman. He was then wounded in a shootout with a reserve deputy who was employed part-time for security. The deputy was hit twice by gunfire but was wearing a bulletproof vest and is in stable condition. Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene apologized today for her recent comments comparing the requiring wearing of safety masks in the House to the horrors of the Holocaust. This is AP News. Abortion rights supporters go to federal court to prevent Arkansas's near-total ban from taking effect as the challenge makes its way through the courts.
The American Civil Liberties Union and Planned Parenthood asked a federal judge for a preliminary injunction to stop the abortion ban from going into effect July 28th. As they launch a constitutional challenge, the legislation bans abortions in all cases except to save the life of the mother. A lawsuit was already filed last year saying that this ban will inflict significant and irreparable harm on patients. The U.S. Supreme Court next year could decide on a challenge to a Mississippi abortion ban, and that could affect similar legislation in other states. I'm Jackie Quinn.
California ups the ante in the vaccine giveaways, offering a half dozen dream vacations at state tourist locations to spur the holdouts to get their coronavirus vaccinations. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.